The journey continues, day 32, which corresponds to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Secret of the Shofar. The primary mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is blowing and sounding the shofar, the ram's horn. There's so much depth and mystery and profundity to the shofar. It carries the opportunity to literally pierce open the heavens, to abolish decrees, to open up new channels of blessings. The Talmud tells us that the three sounds that we sound the shofar are three distinct different cries. The tekiah is an unbroken pure sound of hope. The shvarim are drawn out gasps like someone who is ill. And the tru is the short outburst of cries like staccato. The Zohar teaches us that the sound of the shofar reflects the innermost sounds of our soul. So it's really the voice, the primal voice of your own inner soul and spirit. So when we sound the shofar, we're not just sounding a trumpet. That's why it says, Ashrei ha'am yedei shruah. Happy is the nation that knows the sound. It doesn't say the ones that sound the sound, that blow the sound, but know the sound. How do you know a sound? Because there's a secret to the sound. It's more than just a musical instrument. It's the resonating primal call of the most primordial place and deepest place within your heart and soul as you cry out in need, in hope, in any form of expression that you want to reach a place where you haven't reached yet. And God responds. And that's why the shofar is narrow on one end and wide on the other, reflecting that the call comes from our narrow place, from our dire straits, sometimes from our distress, min hametzar. And the response comes from the most expansive place, Oni b'merchavka, an expansive expression that gives us all the blessings that we need for the year in our personal lives, our family lives, our health, our livelihood. So today, let us open ourselves up by crying out from our deepest place of the soul, the deepest place you can reach, and knowing, fully confident, that God will respond more than in kind.